Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Giddy Up Bag of Tips for Oz Equipment Rentals. Supplying equipment to the construction, mining and roadworks industries. OzEquipment.com.
Oz Equipment Rentals, look them up at OzEquipment.com and the Mighty Ultima Hotel in the heart of the Mallee. And can't wait to get there to Swan Hill for the Cup Carnival. There and head back to the Mallee, spend some time at the Ultima Hotel. And today's wagering update brought to you by Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Mitchie Lewis joins us on this Wednesday morning to go through his best at Sandown, also Strathalbyn. Hello to you, Mitch.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you this morning?
I am very well, mate. What are you expecting at Sandown today?
Expecting it's probably going to be, look, being back on the lake side, I generally like to favour runners who settle up on the speed, so I'm expecting that's probably going to be the story of the day. You want to be at least forwards of midfield, and, you know, particularly the rails just out slightly. I know it comes in from the last meeting, but it always just sort of, on that lake side, it does tend to favour you if you're up closer to the speed.
All right, then let's start with your specials at Sandown.
All right, so in race three, I mentioned number three, Rock the Bar, yesterday. Now, I thought he was a really good chance floating around that $3 mark. He was well supported early, but there's been a couple reasonable-sized scratchings that have sort of made a mess of this race, and he's shortened up right now. But if you're getting, you know, something plus two, I think he's a play there. I think he was going to be hard to beat with the other runners in the race, but now it opens up even more. I think he can just sit just outside the lead or just off it and be in a pretty prominent position to be tough to hold out.
So Benny Mellon riding there for Danny O'Brien, Rock the Bar, 210 with Bet365, the third race. I've got one for you in the first race as well.
Oh, yeah. Hit me, G-Man.
Senior Bill will be winning, they tell me.
Yeah, I had a look at his trials. I thought the race was between the two debutants, the two and the three, and his trial was a little bit harder to gain a sort of grasp on it for me, but with a bit of early market support, yeah, he looks the one now, doesn't he? Looks very likely. And if you've heard something, G-Man, I'm sure that's the case.
Yes, I think it'll be winning. What else have you got for us?
In race five, I'm keen to be with number two, Coco Sun, and this is probably an each-way play for those who are inclined to prefer to play that way. I thought this horse, she's a listed winner, and she was competitive in group-level races last prep, including the Oaks. So she resumes here. You might say that she's going to improve the further she goes up in trip, which is probably true, but she has won fresh before and she has won over the 1,400 metres. So if she gets the right run, I think she's got the class against some of these, but there's probably improvement to come in her. So you could probably play her each way today and follow her out of the meeting.
All right then. So that's Coco's Son around $6 with Bet365 and the final of your specials there at Sandown.
The next one for me comes in race six, number five, Nine Ants. I was really impressed with this mare when she made her debut here in Australia at Pakenham. She won, I thought, reasonably easily. So she turns out here on a track that's probably going to be suit her similarly. If she can get a run and sit just off the speed, I think she looks the type that might be able to progress through her grade. So I think she should get the job done there in race six, Nine Ants.
Yeah, $2.80 there. Now we move to Strathalbyn in South Australia. Where do we start with your specials there?
I tell you what they've done to me at Strathalbyn today, G-Man. They've picked up all of my tips. They've shaken them around and just thrown them out. So I've had to redo the form three times, I reckon. I've had best bets scratched all through the card, including Johnny O'Neill's in race two we were keen on.
Again?
We got our $3 early off a high five. I scratched him. So I've had to move the pieces around the board again.
I don't know what's going on with High Five. They continue to tip it and then they scratch it.
Yeah, he was having some barrier issues. So I'd heard that they trialled him since the last one and he went okay. So I'm not sure what's happened there. But might have been truck-related, G-Man. I did say I don't think he would want to be too far back. So we've got two best bets here, though. I've managed to salvage a couple out. Race 5, number 1, Mr. Rodman for Shane Cahill. So this horse is third up into this today. He's up to the 1,600 metres. He's only lightly raced versus a few of these, and his only wins come at the 1,600 metres. I think it suits him down to a T. He's going to have a horse like Pulami go out forward, who I think is a little bit more questionable at the 1,600 metres. So if he can camp off a speed there in a nice position and present in the straight, I'd like to think third up, Mr. Rodman's got the fitness under him to be able to run over the top of him.
Perfect. So around $3 there with bet 365. 380 we're getting for the Rodman. What else have you got for us?
And then race 7. This is the race that's absolutely flipped me on. I had one written down yesterday, and then I went with another best bet this morning, which got scratched this morning as well. So I've settled on number 4, Bella Leak, here in race 7 for the Jollies team. This horse, she's always showed a little bit of talent, but her first up run was a little bit, she was second, but I don't think she really took off when she needed to. So the apprentice comes off, Jake Toerope goes on. I think that's going to help. With the scratchings now, it changes the race shape, and I think she's going to be in a much better position with a little bit less speed in there. And if they're only sitting about a pair off, I think she's going to be the one that can present in the straight and run over the top of them. So Jake rides Strathalbyn really well. So I think with the fact that he hops back on, it's a big tick for her, and this race looks like hers now.
So you've got race 5, number 1, race 7, number 1. Your best there at Strathalbyn today, mate. What's your very best for the day?
Look, by default, I'm probably going to say Bella Leak now. I think the setup for her with the two big scratchings coming out of the race at Strath, race 7, number 4, Bella Leak is going to be pretty hard to beat with those other two horses getting scratched.
All right, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, mate. You have a good day. Good luck to the punters.
And we can get all of your work, Mitchie Lewis, on the great tip-off. Type in your name and get your full analysis there for both those meetings. And he has been the best tipster in the land over the last year, according to the great tip-off. So he's a brilliant judge and wonderful form, Mitchie Lewis, the boy from Mount Gambier. Let's talk about another superstar man from South Australia, our great mate, Calvin McAvoy. Calvin, on behalf of everyone here, congratulations. What a training performance with V8 to win a George Ryder.
Yeah, good morning, Gary. Thank you very much. The horse certainly deserved it, and the team, it meant a lot to the whole team, so it was fantastic.
Has he surprised you how well he's gone this preparation?
Not really. Look, he's been our headline horse for a couple of preparations now, and you know, he's been knocking on the door to win a major, win a Group One, and you know, he obviously came oh so close in the two guineas and ran very well in the CFO. So I was just hoping that it wasn't going to be another case of looking the winner and getting nabbed late, but thank goodness he stuck his ears back and he really wanted to win and got the job done.
And if there's a horse that's suited beautifully to a 1500 metre big race at Rose Hill, it's V8. I think 1400, 1500 is definitely in his sweet spot, and you've got the country's richest race called the Golden Eagle for 4-year-olds over 1500 metres. It's made for V8.
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. And, you know, we were pretty confident he was going to be good at the mile. And although he only found one horse better each time, certainly 1,500, 1,400, 1,500 is probably where we now know that is his best spot. So we're looking forward to his next prep. He's back here in Victoria and he's headed out to the paddock for a well-deserved break.
Now, they're backing one of your runners in the early part. I know there's a lot of deductions because of a few of the scratchings, but Capulet's been well supported in the third event, the benchmark 64, with H. Coffey aboard.
See, they're much braver than me, Gareth, to be backing this filly. She's had 12 starts for 9 placings, so she doesn't win out of turn, but we thought the 8-day backup might suit. She's hard fit, senior rider back on. Last time Harry rode her, she won, so she's got no excuses today. She maps like she should get a beautiful run, but you've got to be a brave man to be backing her to win, I think.
All right, then we move on to the fourth race, the race after the third, of course, Intrepid Eagle. He's a consistent galloper, isn't he? Do you give him an each-way hope today?
Yeah, I certainly do. I give him a winning chance today. He just needs to begin well. Our plan will be today to try and go forward. He's been getting too far back and giving himself far too much to do. And a smaller field with not a lot of tempo, I'm going to head to the stewards and tell them that our plan will be to be positive out the gates if we can be. And if he can lob in the first two or three, that'll give him an opportunity. But the horse is going well. He's knocking on the door and he certainly can win a race like this.
I love it when Mitchie Lewis is bullish on one of your horses. He's bullish on Coco Sun. Now, Coco Sun, she's first up. She showed plenty of ability in the past. She's won fresh before. Do you give her a hope there over the 1,400 metres in race five?
Yeah, I do. She's a class filly in the race.
Yeah.
I wish we were at the hillside circuit rather than the lakeside circuit. She's been a filly that's sort of struggled to hold a spot when we were training her out to be a, you know, towards an Oaks trip. She goes in today nice and fresh, and from that nice barrier with the claim, I will certainly be trying to be a little bit more positive. And I think if she can hold a spot early on, she can certainly win. I think 2,000 metres, this prep's going to be super for her. So she is on that sort of SA Oaks path, I suppose. But she is the class filly in the race, and she's done enough work to be winning today.
Meet me in Melbourne. Your thoughts there?
I like this mare. I was very confident on her first up, and she just fell out the gates, got too far back, and then condition. She was just beaten by a horse having its 10th run for the prep. I think up to the 1,200 suits, I'm hoping she again can begin better and be a bit closer. But I think she's well over the odds and couldn't be going better. So I'll be having something on her today.
All right then. And Vivi deals another strong chance from your stable, last start winner.
Last start winner, big step up in grade, obviously, but he's a progressive stayer on the up, and I thought he won pretty convincingly last start. He'll roll forward. He'll be sort of in the first couple, and I'm not sure the ceiling of this horse at the moment. He's very raw and still probably 6 months away with his mentality, but he's good enough to be at this level, and if he gets the right run, there's no reason why he can't put up a good showing.
Calvin McAvoy's best today if we're having a punt.
Meet me in Melbourne.
All right, then. I'll meet you in Melbourne if it wins. You can make that trip up to Ballarat. Good on you, mate. Well done with V8, especially there on the weekend as well.
Thanks very much, Gareth. Cheers, mate.
Let's head to Sydney and catch up with the superstar trainer, Joe Pride. G'day, Joe. Thanks for your time, mate.
Morning.
I'm looking forward to seeing what City of Lights can do in this final event on the Kensington track. I think everybody wanted to back her on Saturday, and it was unfortunate that she didn't get a start. So she does look hard to beat over the 1,800 metres today.
Yeah, it's about the right distance for her. 1550 first up, 1600 second up. 18 looks about spot on for her, and she's done really well. I was more than happy to take her to Rose Hill last Saturday if she gained a run, but six emergencies don't often get starts, not in group races at least. But she's great. She's she's an easy horse to like. She's got a great profile. I don't think anyone's sure how good she is yet, but she just ticks so many boxes when it comes to the criteria for being a good horse. And the fact she's won 3 out of 6 already is a good profile for a staying there.
Yeah. So. She's the half the winks, of course, and under the circumstances last start, she's gone enormous. She got checked a few times, and the way that race was run, she was 1,000,000 to 1 to really be in the finish behind the stable, mate.
Yeah. Sort of went out, went in, went out again. Not much luck, but very strong through the line. And, she's a lovely mare. She's an exciting prospect, still obviously very lightly raced. And, best is yet to come. But you'd like to think, given even luck, she would take care of those horses today.
Yeah. Looking forward to seeing what Bullets High can do in the fourth. He's had a big prize, but he's been pretty impressive to kick off his career.
Yeah, they're nice horses, these Ace High horses. They're going really well. He's got some very promising young stayers on the way up, and that's the sort of horse he's shaping to be. I thought if he was tipped out before needing a real spell to get him ready, hopefully for a run up to Queensland for the Derby. But would get an inkling of that today, but you know, certainly more improvement to come once we get him out over a trip.
Now, we owe you a beer, not quite yet, but when we had a chat to you the other day, CEO Wolf, you said, Gareth, this is the second best horse in my stable, and we all jumped on the Derby, and I tell you what, we can't wait for the Derby now, Joe. How's he pulled up after his effort on Saturday?
Really, really good. It's a great thing about training colts, you know, that testosterone pumping through their body. It makes them very resilient and very tough, and he's a lovely horse. I mean, he's only at the very beginning of his career, but you figure he should just keep getting better as the distance has increased. That's what's happened so far. Wouldn't think 2,500 would be any problem for him. He's out of a Charmadale mare, as his private eye, and Imperatrix. Good broodmare sire. But, yeah. I mean, they have their sprinters. This bloke, if you look at his family, he's full of pedigrees littered with group stayers. So, and that's the way he presents physically. I'm very much looking forward to the Derby.
And take us inside the Inner Sanctum, because there's been a few times he's been drawn nicely, and I would imagine the temptation would have been, oh, let's just dig him up at the start to try and hold a forward spot. But you've resisted that to look after him, to make sure that he has that perfect preparation heading towards the Derby. Is that difficult sometimes when you've got a horse like that that does draw well, and you think, oh, it might be nice to settle like a couple of places forward?
Yeah, look, I think in the Derby, if you drew well, what you tend to find in the Derbies, Victorian probably more than the ATC, but is a bit of traffic, you know, people wanting to have a Derby runner, and you don't want to be behind all that when it starts coming back at you at the corner. So I would like to think if he drew a barrier next week, he could race in the first third of the field, if not, you know, not too far off that, and that would just give him a little bit less work to do.
Think about it as being easy in the Doncaster, the Everest champ, of course, and you're stepping him out in trip. What do you make of his preparation heading towards now the Doncaster?
Look, it hasn't gone to plan in terms of the results, but he's had a couple of good, tough runs that will have him ready to run a strong mile. It's easy to look at Saturday's run and go, oh, he didn't run 1,500 out, or assume he didn't run 1,500 out. How's he going to run a mile? But it was about the run he had in transit. And, you know, it was my idea to go forward with him. But I didn't envisage him having such a tough run up on speed. It was a shame he couldn't slot in. And he sort of made three runs. He went up to get a spot. Then he had to go again to get outside lead because the other horse sort of shot around and went to the fence. And then was left in front with nearly 400 metres to go. And he's a chaser, you know. He's an on-speed horse, but he's a chaser. You can be both. He loves to follow something in the run and then run them down. And he hasn't had that opportunity or prep. He hasn't seen a bum this prep. So I think if he draws well on a Doncaster, he'll be right in it. He's a class horse. He isn't very attractively weighted compared to some of the horses that'll get in there with really light weights. I get it, but he's a very classy horse, and he's come through both runs terrific shape. So he'll be right. He just needs to draw in the Donny, and he'll be right there.
From a trainer's perspective, when we saw it, I know it's a different ball game talking about two-year-olds and the older horses, but the Blue Diamond, when it was a tough run, it was a tough race, those horses out of the Blue Diamond heading to the slipper, they jumped out of the ground. Would you prefer tough runs, even though you haven't got the result, from a trainer's perspective, with a horse like, think about it, heading towards a mile, or would you prefer him to have a softer runs and hitting the line with a little bit of cover compared to doing what he's been forced to do in a way there in his first two runs this prep?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like it the happy medium.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to have, you know, good fitness. You don't want them to be held up and not get out and not get the, you know, get to their top gear. But yeah, we've had the other extreme. But look, he's a tough horse who it hasn't bothered him. So I'm not too worried. It hasn't gone to plan. I'd be lying if I said it had. It hasn't gone to plan. But I haven't lost any confidence in the horse. I think he's had the right conditioning prep to run a strong mile. As I said, it's all about the draw for him. He just needs a bit of cover, and hopefully he draws inside 10.
Yeah, at a media conference after after the weekend's races, and we're talking about Private Eye straight after the game, are you concerned with him, or you can't wait for the TJ Smith?
Oh no, look, I'm happy with him. He's another one he's got, you know, after a really good run. It just the preparation hasn't gone to plan. You know, it was good. I don't mind what happened to Melbourne. That was fine.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good tough run behind Imperatrix. You couldn't complain about that. But the next run of the challenge was a bit of a disaster with the you know, ended up back last. And then the draw on Saturday was horrendous, and it got the ride. Probably the draw was always going to dictate he did. He sat 4 or 5 deep the whole way, no cover and a handicap over 1100 at Rosehill. You know, a tight turning.
Yeah.
I say it's a tight turning track. It's a circular 1100 metres. You know, there's a couple of bends to get around, and you can't cover ground. He got beaten 5 lengths. He's not a horse that's going to come from last in a or back right at the back of the tail of the field in a galaxy. That wasn't the plan, but the plan didn't come off, and just got to. I know he's come through it really well, so we press on towards the TJ, and he's got he's going to have Blake Shin in the saddle for the TJ. So
okay,
shaping is a really good race.
Was that because Nash got off, or you decided you just need a change, just a change up there?
I thought we'd have a change.
Yeah,
These older horses, it doesn't hurt to change the jockeys around a bit. And Nash has been on for a little while now, and he's been a victim of some ordinary draws, but. I just thought to give him every opportunity and hopefully a change of fortune. Put Blake back on, who rode him in the Lightning.
Imperatrix, I Wish I Win. Who's the horse to beat in the TJ in your eyes?
I think I Wish I Win.
Yeah,
I think I Wish I Win. I just think maybe there's a reason they haven't come to Sydney. It might be a couple of reasons, but yeah. I don't think they're as confident about her going this way around. And I'm just not sure. She's been brave. She's been brilliant this preparation. She's an amazing mare, but I don't think she's been as good in the autumn as what she was in the spring. Some of the horses that have got close to her this time around, you'd question whether that's the real elite sprinting form. And I think up here in Sydney in the TJ, I Wish I Win on the fresh side would be the horse to beat.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting carnival. We had this debate earlier on with a few of our members on Giddy Up, Joe. At the end of the Brisbane Carnival, and I reckon your horse, think about it, this time last year at the end of the Brisbane Carnival, was probably the most exciting horse in the country heading towards the spring. It's a great debate who would be the most exciting horse in this country after this year's Brisbane Carnival through the autumn.
Yeah.
Via Sistina was impressive. Maybe
so much changes, doesn't it, in any one carnival. So much changes, horses going amiss and you know, things not going to the way that the connections wanted to, but it's what makes the game great. And we've got this good influx of imported stayers nowadays, which keep the staying ranks really strong compared to what we were at 10 or 15 years ago. So we're also judging that mare off one run, that Viva Sistina, but she did look very impressive, didn't she?
Yeah, she was brilliant. How's the Pride household going after the Rabbitoh start to the season and your stable having no luck with barriers?
Melbourne Lady, and we're talking about the Rabbitohs. Does anyone even know what the Rabbitohs are?
Yes, we do. You're getting Sam Burgess back too, aren't you?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think the fact he left probably told a greater story than we were willing to acknowledge at the time. So, I just want to see them back on track. I think it's 4 from their last 16. It's
terrible.
In the last 10 or 15 years, they haven't had a streak like that. So there's something amiss, but we'll get them back on track.
They need to be trained by Joe Price.
I'd love to have a go at that, but yes. I'm not sure I've got the time. But I'd put my hand up.
The job that you've done with the tried horses over the last 2 years, you'd be the perfect man for Russell Crowe to give a call to train these lads. Good luck on the weekend. What have you got on this weekend, mate? Any horses you're looking forward to seeing go around?
Pretty light.
Yeah.
It's pretty light, but Cold Crush will run well. He hasn't had any luck yet. He hasn't been able to find the fence, but he loves Rose Hill, and we'll send him forward and hopefully get the lead on Saturday. And when he's in front, he's very hard horse to beat. So he's one to follow.
Yeah, Malkovich isn't in the noms in that race, is he?
No, he is in the bloody noms.
There you go.
He's been a thorn in our side of late, but I think on Saturday he's just going to have to. He's going to find out how fast Cold Crusher is. So.
I love it. You better tell Bjorn in the hut there this morning. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, Joe.
Thank you.
There's Joe Pride, 9:27. Are we going to take a break here? Oh, Mickey Gannon, hello to you, Mickey G. Sorry. He was interesting. I love talking to Joe.
Yeah, Joe's a list of great characters and people to listen to. G, good interview and really good insight from Joe.
Yeah, well, lickety split with Malkovich and Cold Crusher on the weekend. Bring it on.
Love it, yeah. Love that. Bjorn will be listening, just giggling, I'm sure.
Yeah. Who's a quicker horse to lead there? I reckon they both went lickety-split the other day.
Yeah, it's hard to split them,
yep.
To be completely honest with you.
I've got a few winners at Randwick for you today.
Hey, just while I know Jacko's just there, just like blowing up the lux because you've got to get to the news, but Rose Hill, it'll play leaderish, so it'll be very interesting. What do you win at Randwick, mate?
I reckon in the first race, this is Imperial what I'll... Yeah, I'd be backing it. You with me there?
Off the mat, yep, it'll win.
What else have I got for you? We had the captain on who played a part, I think, with the user pin. And he says, I said, you're tipping user pin today, captain? He goes, what are the fluctuations done, Gareth? I said, threes into $2, whatever. He goes, well, there you go. That means he's on.
The horse headed towards the Percy Stark. And Dean,
well, I did ask him that. He goes, I wouldn't be too sure on that. And I said, what? We're all on 100-1, captain. So I don't think if she wins today impressively, she'll go there, I reckon.
Yeah, well, she's got to win today. She's got to win well. Hey, there's a horse in race two that comes out of the English Sprint, Chevron, where Kristen Buchanan, Kobe Dennings aboard. Just got too far back on that occasion down the Flemington Straight, G, and this is a much different setup. So I think Chevron gets his chance today. It's around $2.60, about $3.65. I think you'll see it actually drift a little bit, and I think you get around $3, maybe $3 plus. I think that'll become a bet, race two, number three. And outside of the others that we have mentioned already, scrolling down my page here, G, there's a horse in race seven, number six, for your man, Maka, Admonish. So it was pretty good. Out to 11, over 1,000 metres, out to the 11.50, second up, gets a chance today. You're getting a good enough price to back on each way basis, $7.50. So I'm happy to play race seven, number six, Admonish as well, mate.
Imperial Force, $1.70. Wowee, that's too short now, isn't it?
Too short now, yeah. Absolutely. It's been absolutely crunched, but I think a lot of these, you know, from, you know, 9 o'clock, it'd be very well back. I'd be surprised if it's $1.70. You'd probably start closer to $2 again. It'll have to go out as the market compresses, like 125%, it'll eventually end up at 118, and it's got to go somewhere, Jake.
Yeah. Panito, you scared of it in the 2 year old Phillies race?
Panito. What race, Jake?
Panito, the third race, the Phillies race against User Pin. Like... Gets back on debut.
How's Tommy Marklin been going? Has he found his feet yet?
Well, he rode Sardozi to victory.
Yeah, he's got one under his belt.
Yeah, maybe. You're telling us that you can take him on.
I'm happy to take him on. Yeah.
I like that.
I think Ramwick's going to play pretty up and in today, and I think those low barriers are going to be a very, very significant advantage.
Do you know what? I'm backing Aussie Tommy to defeat Aussie James in that clash between the two fillies. I don't want to give your tip away just yet. We'll save that for the weekend preview, but Orchestral taking on Sardozi. I can't believe the difference in the prices there. Anyway.
It's significant. Big weekend preview coming up, so don't miss that, punters. And I'll tell you what, if you want my stuff, go to tipoff.com, search Mick Gannon, there it is.
I was about to say that. So it's pretty easy to do. Great tip off, type in Mick Gannon, and you subscribe. You're like, you give us your couple of best, but you also do your full analysis, your other tips, you can put a quaddy together, et cetera, and that's all on the great tip off.
It's all there, brother.
Oh, I made it to that. I didn't see your name of the leading tips the other day on the great tip off when Luke opened it.
But I'll be back. Don't you worry about that.
No, you're dominating. I only had the one tip. I fluked it. Good on you, brother. Thanks for that.
Bye.
There we go. We'll take a break. To Giddy Up, this is Bag of Tips. Thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals and the best pub in the Mallee, the mighty Ultima Hotel. Today's wagering update brought to you by Bet365, the world's favourite online betting brand. What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Dean Watling joins us from deanwatling.com. G'day, Dino.
Morning, Gareth.
What are we doing on the Kenzo track today from your point of view?
Yeah, cracking meeting on the Kenzo. A couple of really nice two-year-old races and probably the older horses as well. Race one, number four, Imperial Force is my best bet. The price, unfortunately, has gone off this morning, but still think it's a great way to open the program. Really smart two-year-old colt, J-Mac, Chris Waller, gate one. I think the way the track will play today up on speed should suit that colt. So open the program with him. Race three, it's a little mini Percy Sykes. Interesting to see what the market's done. Pinatoo's come into favourite, and my horse, the 11, Userpin, sort of drifted out. So I think she's out to a massive price here, and I'm keen to back her. So race three, number 11, Userpin, and then we round out the program, G-Man. Race five, number one, Russian Ronnie. And I think he was really good first up. Woodhouse and Bott, they should improve second up. No real speed in this race. So I think Russian Ronnie can lead all the way with Amy McLucas in the saddle. Race five, number one. Gareth?
So race five, number one, what would be your best on the program?
Well, race one, number four, Imperial Force, but it's no real price. $2 this morning looked a lot better than $1.70 now, but we might get $2 closer to race time. I think he is the best on the program. Outside of that, probably Userpin now out to around $3 is a really juicy price.
All right then, mate, you go and get them. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
There's Dean Watling there. Riley Morgan joins us. G'day, Riley. We did have Riley. You there, mate?
Hello.
Good morning, Riley. How's things? How'd you go against Andrew Gaff on the weekend?
Oh, they played him on ball, Gareth.
Oh, so you never had a... How did he go? Did he get a kick?
He was pretty good, and the West Australian did give him a very big rap, Gareth, but the West Australian also, with their love of West Coast, failed to mention that we... 10 or 12 of our best players at the same time as well. So he got a bit of the footy, but he wasn't playing against probably the greatest of opposition at the same time.
Okay, so will he get a game this week or?
Oh, Gaffy. Oh, I'd be surprised if he did off the back of last weekend, to be honest. All I'd right, be very surprised.
What about at Geraldton today, mate? What do you make of Geraldton? It's a rare Wednesday meeting for that venue.
Yeah, very rare, Gareth. So treading lightly, warily, I should say. That is for sure. My best bet comes up nice and early. Race number one on the program. Race one, number six, Liberty Dame. I think she's finally found her race. She really hit the line hard last start at 1100 to just miss Gold Vancouver, who's a horse who's going to win some races in town, drawing very wide and up to 1,200 metres today, drawn a perfect barrier finally. She just hasn't been able to draw a barrier all campaign. She's been bursting to win a race, and I think she's finally drawn that alley to do so. So race one, number six, Liberty Dame, is the best bet on the program for me, Gareth, and a couple of little each-way investments in races two and three. Race two, number four, I'm On, I thought was really good last start and showed seeing out a strong 1,600 metres is no issue for her. And she's drawn out, but once the emergency's a scratch, it's only an eight-horse field. So I think if she can stay out of trouble, she's more than capable of getting over the top of these. I really like how she's going in the form around her. Race two, number four, I'm On each way. And final play of the day, race three, number five each way in Bayhara, who I thought was a massive run in defeat last start after doing a mountain of work in the run, was just edged out by Bondi's Future, who's subsequently gone to town and won again to frank that form as well, which is a nice little form line to read into. Class two, back to a class one, smaller field suits this horse, and Luke Campbell should be able to work him into the race when he needs to. So race three, number five, Bayhara each way, makes up a couple of little each way plays outside of our best bet today at Geraldton, Gareth.
So race two, number four, I'm On, Bayhara. Race three, number five, what race was your best bet again?
Race one, number six, Liberty yes. Dame.
Yeah, nice and early, race one, number six. And with bet 365 for the Jessica Bain stable, we're getting $2.25. Great to see Pikey back this weekend or on Friday as well.
Certainly is heading towards the Quokka, Gareth. It's been a little while we haven't seen the Wizard, and he's only got a couple of rides on Friday, which is just a nice little warm up, I think, for the main event, which will be on Saturday. So it's looking like it's going to be a really strong program as we get towards our carnival, and yeah, really looking forward to having him back in the saddle.
Has he been booked to ride Oscar's Fortune, or is it Triple Missile?
My understanding is it's been sorted out, but it hasn't been made official yet. So it's still a wait and see, but all reports are that that's generally the way he's likely to go, heading towards the Quokka.
So which way? Triple Missile?
Oscar's Fortune, my understanding.
Okay, yep. Yeah,
it's still not official, just for the record.
I thought it was Oscar's Fortune, but yeah, time will tell. All right, mate, good on you. Thanks for that.
Beautiful. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Riley Morgan there. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Butch Castles. Welcome back to Giddy Up. This is Bag of Tips, thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals and the best pub in the Mallee, the Ultima Hotel. Today's wagering update brought to you by Bet365. Butch Castles, find your next Kiwi winner at loveracing.nz. And this man can help us do just that. G'day, Butch.
G'day, Gareth. How are you doing?
I am well. What are we doing at Matter today?
Matter today, we're going to race one. Might as well kick off in fine style. I think the storyteller will be too good for them today. 250 into 230. Had no luck two starts ago. Last time tried hard, just missed. Finds the right sort of a race. I thought there was probably only one other chance in it, Carfia, but had the storyteller on top for Stephen Marsh. And in race three, it's a tidy little two-year-old race. This, I think the form out of it will be okay. Number seven on debut, Boss in High Heels. This one, a daughter of Written Tycoon. She's been to the trials twice, won them both, and I know held in pretty high regard by the stable. So she's $3 into $2.80. And what is a tidy enough two-year-old race, but I reckon she can kick it off in the right fashion, Boss in High Heels.
We know you get the best ever mail from Pikey. Is he coming from Pikey?
The Pikelet, yes. Well, he's heading over to Sydney with one next weekend, Wits End. So keep an eye out for him.
Named after his owner.
Yeah, he drives people to their Wits End.
Correct.
Don't worry about that.
Correct.
Yeah, so they're the two today, and looking forward immensely to Saturday, where you will see Orchestral in Australia for the first time, and she is absolutely out of the top drawer, as we know from what we've seen on this side of the Tasman.
Love it, mate. Can't wait to see what she can do. Thanks for that.
Cheers. See ya.
Time for a break. We'll come back with our harness and dog tips. Welcome back to Giddy Up. Let's get to Darren Caramel Dura Trots tonight. G'day, Des.
Morning, Gareth. Majura tonight, and then next week's obviously a couple weeks. All holding up there, but we start off tonight, try and get a few winners there. Race two, number three, Daisy Brown's my first tip. Samir in excellent form. Was really good last week in a much stronger race. It was one of those races for horses that haven't run races up to $15,000 in prize money. So it's up against much, much better opposition than what it meets tonight. It's got gate speed, so he'll be aggressive early. I'd love it to find the front. If it found the front, I think it'd nearly be game over. But I'm just a little bit concerned about the one drawn two inside it. But, yeah, it's about the right price, $2.80, about $3.65 at the moment. So I'm keen there, race two, number three. I did like one a little bit later in the evening, but it's into $1.60, so we won't worry about that at the moment. So we'll go for race six, number eight, Cochinelli. Really well placed, this horse, tonight. Its last three runs have all been at Metro grade. It's off the back row, but it's two off the back row. It'll get a good run through. Taylor French hasn't been driving at Madura much lately, but she's got an unbelievable strike rate at the track. I was just looking at the stats. She's got 24% wins, 53% place, and that's just better than any of the others. So, yeah, she drives really well at the track. This horse is going really well, just so well graded and looks perfectly placed. So we'll stick with those two. Race two, number three, Daisy Brown, into race six, number eight, Cochinelli.
I've got one for you at Bathurst. London, yes. Baby, race four, number three, in the Tiara Silver Consolation. So
get them, mate.
We'll see what we can do there. Race four, number three. Good on you, mate.
See ya. Bye.
There's Darren Carroll. Let's take the 10 o'clock news. Mark Chittick. Join us next. That's Bag of Tips. Thanks to Oz Equipment Rentals, supplying equipment to the construction, mining and roadworks industries, ozequipment.com and the mighty Ultima Hotel in the heart of the Mallee, just down the road from Swan Hill. Swing by for a cold beer.